In order to reduce the impact of visitors on national parks, park infrastructure like roads and visitor centers funnel visitors to certain areas. This means that when park visitation increased during the pandemic, so did human traffic at concentrated spots.
We developed the components of the study to answer that question. You know, can people still socially distance in a crowded national park?
Dr. Zach Miller is a Utah State University professor with the Institute of Outdoor Recreation and Tourism. His colleague, Dr. Wayne Freimond, another professor with USU and the Institute, lives in Moab and personally witnessed the growing crowds at his local national park, Arches. So he reached out to Dr. Miller and began researching what was happening at the parks. By putting up infrared scanners and trail cameras, they were able to record the number of people on trails and their behavior in the park. They found that in 55% of groups, every member was masked, while 33% of groups had no one wearing a mask.
For those who weren't wearing masks, they weren't really behaving any differently than those who were wearing masks, which means they might be contributing to transmission if they are getting close to people. We found that most people, 68%+ of people, were able to navigate going through that foyer area without having a single interaction with anyone else.
Dr. Miller doesn't think these crowds are going anywhere, and he's interested to see just what sustained high outdoor recreation looks like for Utah. He says levels of use aren't just increasing, they're happening in more places across the state.
And a lot of times our BLM lands are not set up to handle the same kind of capacity as our national parks. You know, Arches sees millions of visitors a year, our BLM lands don't. In recreation, we call that displacement. People are being displaced out of different areas. And so we're seeing that not only within parks, as campgrounds and stuff fill up, but also outside of parks, as people spill over into BLM or Forest Service, other kind of state lands in those areas.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.